And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing Tackle in Point Loma. And speaking of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have Doug Kern here from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Guess what we're going to talk about next? Tackle Day! Next Saturday. Yes, indeed. It's a big event, and Doug's going to tell you all about it. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sports fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com. To see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reel. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today is going to be a fun day. It is here, Tackle Day. Like, you know, this is an interesting show because I love talking about all the deals in Tackle Day, but like, there has been a tremendous amount of work, you know, behind the scenes getting up to this point. I just can't wait to talk to everybody about it. Today's going to be a fun one.
Well, Doug and I have been working on this since like beginning of September, I think, putting the ads together and
it was in
and
the
all the
of
different
the
things.
Craziest
so
part of the year.
I know that he was working on it way before he started working with me on it. So you can imagine that's like 2 months, and you've been working on it for how long, Doug?
You know, Tackle Day used to be something that we did after the season was over to, you know, spark some interest and, you know, get our customers down and get to see them one last time before the year ended. And now, the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, it's still in the middle of our good tuna season.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult to get it together because, I mean, like you say, I started working at the end of August. Well, that's the middle of our season. Normally, the season would end in, you know, late September, early October. We're still in full crazy mode.
Oh, totally.
And, I mean, Rick's been outfitting all these boats going down for their Cabo run, and we've got bluefin and, you know, everything going crazy locally. So, yeah, you know, now in the parking lot, that's an issue. It used to be empty. Now it's, you know, Friday night. How many boats went out?
Yeah.
You know?
So you have to go out there and, like, rope off areas to make sure that none of the long-range boats. And then,
and you know, the fact is we have plenty of parking. You know, the season is less than it was in August, and our overflow lots right outside the landing parking lot and across the street. There's several hundred spaces available every day, but, you know, people want to park right in front of Fisherman's Landing, and I don't blame them. Why wouldn't you?
So, speaking of parking, let's address that issue right now for Tackle Day.
Yeah.
If you, first of all, don't park in the Pizza Nova or the Sun Harbor lot, you will get towed. 100%.
Yeah, the areas that say 2-hour parking for Pizza Nova and Sun Harbor, those are off limits. But we have more parking now than we've ever had. Our parking situation is the best it's been since I got in the business in 1981.
So, okay, the lot, the Westies lot, as we call it, across the street is $12 a day. Is it only, can you buy by the hour, or is it just a day?
You can do $2 per hour or $12 for a 24-hour period of time. So it will cost you a little bit, but the fact is you will find a parking place, and that's the golden ticket right there.
Easy.
Yeah.
And then in the main lot, as well as the lot adjacent to that, is the same situation.
The pricing is the same down the way.
Except for the one in front of Pizza Nova.
Yeah. Well,
adjacent.
Down the way towards the end of Pizza Nova and then Point Loma Marina, Jimmy's Famous down that way. That's run by somebody else. And then pricing tends to be higher. But with that said, there is parking available.
Yes.
So that helped take up a lot of parking.
And both of those you can buy by the hour, all of that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're coming for 2 hours, you don't need to pay $12 to park.
No, but, you know, the fact is with Tackle Day, I've noticed people come and stay. I mean, you get there in the morning, listen to Let's Talk Hookup, then, you know, you crash all the outside booths and try to get the deals, and then you go in the store and, you know, buy your whatever you're going to get, you know, your rail rod and your Talica or whatever it's going to be. And then you've got the casting contest. We've got the great Mexican food truck out there cooking fresh, unbelievably good tacos. Everybody raves about that food.
Ooh, this is like a 10-year probably tradition now that we've had these guys. So he was originally one of the chefs over at Mitch's, you know, kind of always part of the family. And Mitch used to always do the Tackle Day event for us. And they started getting big, and then, you know, typical, you know, regulations. He's like, you know, it's getting more difficult for me to do this and be legal. He's like, one of the guys that used to be my guy, this is what he does, and he's killer. You need to do this. Like, have him come. And that was it. It's been a tradition. Like, they set up the whole Tequiza thing, and it's so killer.
Where is that stationed?
Well, every year it's a little different depending on long-range boats. This year we don't have any long-range boats coming in, so it'll be likely right there on the apron where they sort the fish.
Oh, cool.
Right at the top of the dock, and then we've got our round table. You'll see the table staged up so you can eat your tacos and watch the casting contest. And
nice.
It's a nice little vibe over there. But you know.
So what you're saying, buy 4 hours, not, or buy the whole day, because there's a lot going on.
I'm
going to
say most people just put the $12 in so they can be there. But, you know, what is it, a 100-yard walk to go, you know, pay up another couple hours?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're going to come in the morning, you think you're going to be there for an hour or two, and you realize, hey, this place is pretty cool, walk back to your car and add a little time.
Yeah, or roll down to Point Loma Seafoods, get a little, you know, get a little shrimp sandwich, get a little shrimp taco plate.
Oh,
you know, I mean, like,
sure.
Yeah, we definitely, the idea was to make a day of it. There's several really killer seminars going on. There's plenty of fun, free things to do. There's all the vendors in the parking lot. Like, our idea was to make it a fun, relatively free day. And then if you're inclined to, you're going to score some really good deals on fishing tackle.
Yeah.
And the guys always ask, too, you know, well, what about beer? We don't have a beer license, but right next door, we have two great restaurants, Mitch's and Point Loma Seafoods. And like Rick said,
with a lot of beer.
Pizza Nova.
You can walk down there, have a beer, you know, get some food there, too. Pizza Nova next door the other direction.
Yep.
So we're surrounded by good food and something to drink.
Yeah, for sure. One more thing on the parking. I promise you it is way easier this year than any other year previously. And the reason is because it's not free anymore.
Yes.
You don't get the airport parking problem that we had in the past.
All the sailboats out here in the harbor, they were parking there for free for the last 30 years.
Right. So it's way easier to park.
I bitched about it a bunch when it first happened. I was like, oh, this is such a bummer. Dude, it's the best thing that has ever happened to our fleet. Like, don't get me wrong. Was free better? Hell yeah. Of course, you know, if you didn't have to spend, of course we would rather that. It has made it so much nicer. There's parking now in the middle of summer when there just wasn't. I had no idea how much our free parking was being utilized outside of sport fishing.
Yep.
It's a different, like, for those that haven't come down in a while, it's a different scenario now.
For sure.
It's $12, but you know what? Dude, I'll pay it every day. There's no one.
You
don't have to stress about it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like Doug said, the parking stall in front of the door at the tackle store, sure, is that one still harder to get? Sure it is. But you don't ever have to worry about coming down from L.A. and, like, stressing on a parking spot. You're going to get one. It's really nice.
Yeah, guys would sit in the parking lot for 3 or 4 hours, and, you know, their buddy would see somebody pulling out and run and try and save it, and then another car would come in. You can't save it, and, you know.
Yeah.
And it turned into
issues.
It was all part of the experience.
Yeah. No more of that.
But yeah,
so
nice.
Okay, fire off a deal right now. Let's get things started here. Fire off one of your favorite deals on that four page list you have there.
Well, we have 21 vendors, and we have a few things going on, like Rick said. We've got some seminars going on throughout the day. And some of the, you know, what I tell people to do is you've gone through your season. Go through your tackle box, see what you've used and what you need to kind of reload for the upcoming season. Our down season now is only 3 months. So, you know, when this season finally dies, you know, probably the end of November, beginning of December, those tuna are still going to be here, and we'll start running trips again late February, early March. So go through your tackle box, look at your hooks, look at your fluorocarbon. Your jigs. Jigs are buy two, get one free.
Two.
So you end up with three jigs for the price of two.
Jeez.
And
all jigs.
And these
like trolling jigs, casting jigs.
Anything.
MC swim baits.
Well, the big thing I think about are these knife jigs are so expensive. If you can save $50 buying a jig, that's money.
Wow.
And so the jigs, look at your current snipers, look at your knife jigs, your surface irons, whatever you might have gone through. This is the time to stock your tackle box. Maybe you've got a trip in the spring going down to L.A. Bay or, you know, somewhere down there and you need a bunch of jigs. Load up. I mean.
Can you have them?
We have jigs coming out our ears.
Yeah, okay.
You will be tripping over crates full of jigs.
Yeah.
We vow never to run out of jigs. Some of these orders are a year and a half, 2 years old. The stuff just keeps rolling in, and we just keep checking it in and putting it in crates.
So jigs like the current sniper that for the guys down in L.A. Bay that are so effective, like that 170, you have those?
You're talking about like jerk baits, right?
Right.
Stick baits, that kind of thing.
Stick baits.
We have all of that, but I'm talking about the jigs we're throwing at the local tuna.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. No, I know. But I'm just saying, I know you have those, but in addition to that.
Yeah. We have.
All that stuff.
We have poppers.
Holy mackerel. That hasn't happened in how long?
Stick bait and jerk bait, both by the current sniper, and then many other varieties, different brands, different styles. Lucky Craft, you know, all of that kind of
all
stuff.
All the stuff.
Rapala has several new stick bait jerk baits, Nomad stick bait jerk bait.
Wow.
Like, there's an interesting dynamic that goes on with all this stuff. And you talk about like the Shimano Current Sniper stick bait 140, that's like the jig. And a lot of this stuff, after the season is over, the demand sort of goes down throughout the tackle industry. We keep our orders open, and that stuff has been coming in the door kind of late season. And we're just stockpiling it because we know next year it's going to be tough to get. So this is a good time to buy that kind of stuff.
Buy two, get one free.
Yep, all jigs.
And then yesterday, Rick talked about that JRI deal.
Dude.
Yes.
We kind of stole a little thunder yesterday, but just a little.
Well, here. You.
I wouldn't tell the big one, which in my mind is fluorocarbon. I'm going to let you tell that. But
no,
anyways,
the surface
iron in general, all of them, buy two, get one free. That's across the board, whether you're a Tatty guy, a Salus guy, a JRI guy. If you like OCTs, you know, high-end CNC-made jigs, those are same same deal. Buy two, get one free. JRI has sweetened the pot beyond that. So not only will you get your buy two, get one free, but with JRI, if you purchase four jigs, so you buy four of them, not only are you going to get your two more free, but Jerry is also going to kick in a brand new lure that's going to be introduced at the show, the DW2. So DW1, hugely popular a couple seasons ago. Those guys built another brand new jig, a really cool, kind of a skinny profile, very good swimming lure from JRI, and you're going to get an additional one of those for free if you buy four. So you pay for four lures, and you're walking away with seven.
And that's a jig you can't hardly even get right now, and so you're going to end up with that. And DW, I think everybody knows by now, stands for Danny Wade. Well, we have Danny Wade and Jerry from JRI Jigs putting on one of our seminars all about surface iron fishing. That's going to be one. We've been trying to get that one together for a long time.
Several years, yeah.
And this is an A-plus local surface iron, basically professional, very knowledgeable on every aspect, and the guy that makes, you know, some of the best jigs in the industry. So, I mean, that's a huge one for us this year.
I'll throw out a plug for my buddy Kevin Nakata and the Kicker 25. He gave me one of those Kicker 25 heavies, and I took it on the Shogun.
Nice.
I caught so many yellowtail on the yo-yo and so many of that small tuna. Literally, that small tuna that's biting right now, that thing would hit the water and it'd be on.
And that's a big jig for
it's a
size.
Big
yeah,
jig.
That's cool.
But they were eating, the yellows were eating that. The small tuna were eating that Kicker in mint.
How deep was that yellowtail?
Yellowtail was from the bottom to the surface.
How deep was it? I mean, a couple hundred feet?
We were probably, I don't know, I wasn't running the boat, I was just fishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was probably
150, 200 feet.
Okay.
Like
cool.
So that one really worked well for me. Just throw that out there for so we'll kick.
While we're on the subject of surface iron, there's yet another plug and another very cool thing to talk about. And we mentioned briefly there that our buddy Jeff from OCT, the jigs we buy two get one free. Well, Jeff just being a guy that's very cool about the industry, wanting to add to the event. So if you make any purchase at Tackle Day, or if you throw a $10 donation to Friends of Rollo, Jeff is going to be set up outside in his booth overlooking the casting contest with all of the brazing gear for brazing rings. Any lure, any jig you have, up to three jigs per person, you can come down and get a tune-up and get a new ring put on. You've got a hook that you've had a bunch of yellows, and you grabbed a hold of it too many times with your duckbills, and it's a little bent, the barbs are bent in, whatever. Jeff will be re-ringing and re-hooking jigs for you at the event. Just, you know, whether, even if it's not an OCT, it's your favorite 7X, but it needs a new hook on it.
And the $100 purchase is not just his jigs. It's anything you buy at Tackle Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
He'll re-ring three jigs for you. And I think everybody by now knows the OTC. Those jigs, out of the box, is probably the most consistent surface iron you can buy now. You might find a good, you know, other jig, but those are made so consistently. Yep. And he worked for like a year and a half to get those things to swim right, and they do. I mean,
oh yeah, I caught a lot of yellows on those too down there.
Yep.
I can tell you that on the that's what I was throwing, the OTC.
Yeah, if you're gonna just buy a jig off the wall, yeah, they're $39, but you know, you can buy two or three of another jig and hope they swim. You know, and we all, that's part of the fun, is buying the jigs and getting the one that swims and putting a little mark on it or whatever. But if you want to just buy one jig, go on your trip, that's a good one to buy.
Yeah, okay. So jigs. So we know jigs are a really good deal at that. So what else?
And the other thing with the jigs, a lot of guys fish a lot of plastics. It's bay bass time.
Oh, yeah.
Coming into the spring, you know, the calicos, guys going down to Cedros. If you want to load up on plastics, this is the place to do it.
Oh.
I mean, we have guys that will buy, you know, 50 or 100 plastics.
Sure.
They're 33% off, you know, buy two, get one free.
Wow.
So it's not just, you think
you're going down to Sedro Sport Fishing.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now's the time to load up.
Yeah, you think of jigs. You know, we call every lure a jig, but it's basically lures. If you want to buy your marlin jigs, if you want to buy your, you know, it's wahoo season.
I mean,
whatever.
All of that. Buy two, get one free.
And you can mix and match. You can buy, you know, a wahoo bomb, a marlin jig, and a knife jig. And it'll be of equal or lesser value at that point. But still, you're going to buy three, get one free.
Now, does that include jig heads, too? Like, if you buy a bunch of MC swim baits, you can buy a bunch of war bait heads, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gamakatsu hooks, the whole nine, you know, like weighted style swim bait hooks, whatever.
All that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
And then, so then you segue from the jigs, and you talk about, you know, weighted hooks. Hooks are also buy two, get one free. So you
owner, everything.
Everything. So again, mix and match. If I like, you know, this owner hook and this Gamakatsu hook and this Mustad hook, buy one of each, and, you know, the third one's free.
Wow. Big pack, small pack, doesn't matter.
Yep, doesn't matter.
Wow.
Yep. So
what a great deal that is.
You know, go through your tackle box and, you know, I mean, this year I have a feeling a lot of people went through a lot of hooks.
And we've been putting so much effort into stocking a lot of that hook that's just tough to get. And it's been a struggle, and we are just loaded. We are just loaded. All that difficult Nautilus circle hook that was hard to get through the year, we are loaded with it right now. Yeah, it's a really good time to have the sale, and I think a lot of people are really going to get hooked up. And we're just really proud of it and really excited. It's great for us. It's great for our customers. It's just a total win-win killer event that hopefully you're going to save a bunch of money at.
Yeah. And here's another one. A lot of guys are buying.
But wait, there's more?
Various knife jigs. Well, you know, you can get your assist hooks. So you're getting your jig. Yeah, bites are getting free. You get your assist hooks. We just ordered a big order from Gamakatsu. It'll be in. It might have already come in yesterday. I'm not sure, but day before yesterday. But they're going to bring the Sea Falcon jigs down, which is a great vertical
hand
jig.
Hand-painted in Japan.
By Rick Carr himself.
Yeah. Well, he flies over to Japan and assists the painting.
But we've always had that Z-Slow, which has been a great lure by them. But what we hadn't had is their more traditional, true, full-length knife jigs from Sea Falcon. We've got a full run of those.
Oh,
like, yeah, there's some really cool
jigs.
Yeah, I know.
Jigs.
Yep,
and
are.
Hard to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
really
stoked.
Killer jigs. And those are buy two, get one free.
They are.
Look who's on the line. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning. God, Pete, are you that desperate for guests?
Well, you know, there's a big event going on at your landing here next week, so we got to talk about it, right?
Right. I thought I'd call you and give you a fish report. Roy is having a phenomenal trip. He's got a beautiful catch of wahoo, a very nice catch of 25 to 35-pound yellowtail from Malayos. Tuna from 15 to 40 pounds, that's yellowfin, and I believe right now he's got about 60-some bluefin aboard up to 150 pounds.
Good trip.
That's a great one.
I watched Aliar unload this morning from a three-day trip. I believe he had something like 120-some fish. Over half of those were over 100 pounds.
Wow. Man.
Beautiful bluefin.
So crazy.
Is what you're saying the season's not over?
Oh, it's definitely not. Aliar said there are some huge, huge schools out there. So
nice. It's
just going to, you know, it's going to be there for quite a while, I think. And I want to mention, too, that Aliar has 2 3-day trips open in December for anybody that wants to get on.
Oh.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And, Rick, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is on the Rick Maxa El Salto trip, there is one opening for those that want to fish with the famous Rick Maxa. Okay?
Hey, all right, cool. That's great. And I thought we were done up. So we're gonna find another guy. That's great.
What are the dates of that one, Frank?
You know, I don't remember exactly. If somebody's interested, we'll find out. But Rick should know. Rick, what's the date of your trip?
We are in the beginning of April, and I will have the date for us. I just got to go through my phone.
Somebody wants to go. It's beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Well, Frank, that sounds great. Unbelievable fishing on the Royal Polaris, unbelievable fishing on the Polaris Supreme. And I know we have our Let's Talk hookup 8-day trip on the Royal Polaris coming up in December. You think we're going to score like that?
I think you're going to have some very, very good fishing, that's for sure. I also saw the Pacifica unload this morning. Beautiful catch fish. I believe he had around 90 beautiful bluefin, too.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
The fish is there to be had. It's, you know, this is the best time of year to go.
No,
it's not very much boat traffic, et cetera.
Now, I might add.
All right, have a good day.
Hey, Frank, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. They update and some really hot fishing and a couple good days of weather coming up, and then a little respite. But time if there's a spot available, jump on.
As Mark Wish would say, a ripple.
A ripple. Yeah. For sure. Hey, thanks, Frank. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning and all the good fishing news.
You're welcome. Take care.
I might add, too, that on that Royal Polaris 8-day Let's Talk hookup trip, the one and only Wayne Cotto will be our representative from CCA.
That's awesome.
The head of CCA.
Cool.
Wayne's going to go represent CCA and Let's Talk hookup
on that trip.
So really excited to have him. And as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for today.
Boy, we really do. Going to be a lot of fun. So much to cover. And, again, just having the tackle guru, Doug, in here is one of my favorite questions here and all the great tackle info that comes along. And fishing and everything in between, man, we're having a great time. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk hookup, if you've got questions for the tackle master, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. Text the show. It's been a hugely popular option here for Let's Talk Hookup. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, very easy to use app. We don't sell your info to anybody. It's just part of Let's Talk Hookup. You will find archive shows, call the show, all kinds of options through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And the only way to text your questions into Doug. And, man, we are giving away such a killer prize.
Holy mackerel.
One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a $100 shopping spree at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You're going to get yourself a gift card. You can be used anytime. You could use it at Tackle Days and stretch that thing even farther. $100 gift card coming your way from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. That's available to any caller or texter. We're going to choose the winner at the end of the show by flipping a coin. Doug's going to flip our famous coin at the end of the show. That's going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter, and you got yourself $100 to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. One little bit of warning, if you are sending us a text, make sure you include your contact info, name and phone number, so we can call you back if you win that big prize.
And I might add, too, keep it brief, because we can't read a dissertation. We can only read real, you know.
Yep.
Just brief, good questions.
Quick to the point, great info.
Yeah,
you got it.
Sure.
Hey, we're going to have a great time today. Lots of your phone calls and texts when we come back. You stay tuned. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Park Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to seek West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight and multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Daiwa, Salty Crew, Phoenix, GraphTech, Penn, MC Baits, and more. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit the Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Saturday, November 5th.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat, out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having fun. Today's going to be a great day, dude.
Rosie Flowers must have heard us talking about Cedro Sport Fishing and all those MC swim baits.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Good morning. How are you all?
There you are.
Good morning.
Nice to hear
there
from
I
you.
Am.
What's going on?
Well, yeah, you know what? I was talking about swim baits. I don't know if you checked our social media this week, but, you know, for years I've been saying, hey, you guys, you could go down to the beach in front of the lodge and catch halibut from the lodge. And that's where my husband Jeff is right now with a couple of his best friends. And they have gone down to the beach a few times this week catching halibut on swim baits right in front of the beach. I mean, just right there. Legal halibut.
That's so crazy.
So I posted some pictures.
I have wanted to make that walk and catch those fish every time I've gone down to Cedro Sport Fishing, Rosie, and I always intend on it. And then fishing all day and catching yellowtail all day and then a couple of cold ones and then, you know, one of those killer appetizers made by the staff, and by the time that all happens,
yep,
the walk just doesn't happen to me. Right? But one of these days,
well,
I'm gonna
do it.
How many steps? Is it, Rosie?
It's gonna happen.
Well, but hang on a second, Ricky. Remember, I said you gotta hit the easy button. You just have Richard drive you down to the beach. Come on, it's not that far.
That is working smarter, not harder, for sure.
That's right, and that's what these guys did. They put a couple Tecates in their pocket. They walked down to the beach.
That's so cool.
And they caught legal halibut. They caught some bass and a whole bunch of other little things. They just said they had a blast. They're still catching yellowtail down there. Maybe not as much on surface iron right now, but been slow trolling some mackerels and getting some 40-pounders. Got a dive team down there right now also that are bearing 45-pound yellowtail. They Jeez. Brought back their limits yesterday of that.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a nice take-home right there. Man, can't beat that.
Hello,
with the rubber stick.
Love this place, Rosie.
Yeah. So the big question
is,
are there any spots available to go to Cedro Sport Fishing?
Well, now here's the scoop. I was just going to say, our last trip, final trip, number 57 of the season, leaves tomorrow. We do have a spot or two available on it, but I am looking towards next year. So you can get on to SaveTheSportFishing.com. Check out, we got a few trips open for next year. And as I get going here and sort through some things, more trips will become available. We have 4 spots open on the Let's Talk Hookup Charter, July 3rd through 7th. So
get on hold of me. The August one is already sold out, right?
Yeah, August is sold out, and July 3rd, you guys have 4 spots available.
So do you have Lodge 2 and Lodge 1 next year?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, great news.
So,
cool.
Cheer and Eddie were on the Shogun with me the past 6 days.
Yes, they were.
And yes, they absolutely raved about Lodge 2. They loved
it. Yeah, the feedback we are getting from Lodge 2 is wonderful. One thing that we have at Lodge 2 that we don't have at Lodge 1 is, you know, we get a lot of groups of 3. And those groups of 3, you know, at Lodge 2, we got to split one of them up because all the bedrooms are 2 beds per room. Well, at Lodge 3, we have 2 bedrooms there that have 3 beds per room. And the bedrooms are huge. The bedrooms are huge.
Yeah.
Those groups of three are really liking Lodge 2 because they don't get split up.
That's cool. Well, if somebody wants to come book a trip for next year, how do we get a hold of you, Rosie?
Just call me. It's really the easiest thing to do so I can get your information over the phone in literally less than 2 minutes. Phone number for me is 619-772-7570.
Thanks, Rosie.
You're the best, Rosie.
Nice to hear from you, and glad to hear Jeff's having fun down there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. When doesn't he have fun fishing? Come on. Let's get real.
So,
all right, you guys.
Great, Rosie.
Thanks,
nice
Rosie.
To hear from you. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to talk to Doug.
You got it, man. Every single line is full. If you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Vinny. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Good morning, Vinny. Welcome to the show.
Like I guess Vinny we don't have Vinny. Yeah, I got a great text here from Ben in San Diego. And Ben says, good morning, love listening to the show. At Tackle Day, will the old-style Pen Fathom be on sale? So we haven't talked about reels and rods. So that opens the door to talk about that, right?
Well, it does. And this is about the one time a year that we discount every reel and every rod in our store. And
Just doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. We'll go to a show, do a parking lot thing, whatever, and we'll discount some of our stuff. But every rod, every reel is going to be on discount. In addition, on the reels, we're giving free Spectra. For every dollar you spend,
what?
You get 1 yard of Spectra. So if you buy a Tiagra for $699.95, you get up to 700 yards of Spectra free, whatever it takes to fill that reel. And then if you needed more line than that dollar amount allows for, we give you like a crazy good deal on the remainder. So, maybe you put an extra 100 yards on there, it costs you $6 or something like that. But we're trying to prevent somebody from, buying an 80 wide and putting 20-pound test and getting, 8,000 yards on there for free.
So you buy any reel.
Any reel in our store.
You get a discount,
at the discounted price.
Discounted price.
Then you get free Spectra.
And how much is that worth? Let's say, okay, I'm buying a Tileka 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a discounted price, which never happens.
Right.
And then I'm putting 80-pound Power Pro on there.
Yeah, I mean.
How much is that going to cost?
It's on a reel like that, it's a minimum of $100 and probably more.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. It's
wow.
I mean, this is.
And that's free.
Yes.
It really is. I mean, I know I just say it, and I don't want to, you almost worry about like coming across as like the salesman-y thing, but it really is. It's our biggest and best sale of the year by far. It truly is. It's the best thing we do all year.
We get a lot of people that'll come down and they're buying their, friend, relative Christmas present. And so they're going to get, their Tileka reel with the free Spectra, so it's not out of pocket for you as much. And they don't have to go buy $100 worth of line on their Christmas presents.
He's saving $60 on the reel. He's saving another $120 on line. I mean, that's, it's $180 off of something that you were going to get later in the season anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty real
so
deal.
So you've been looking, staring, drooling over that reel in the case.
Yeah.
Tackle day.
Same for long range.
Saturday is the day.
Yeah, same for long range guys. They got a trip coming up in December, January. They need another whatever, deal, and might as well have the discount.
What about guys fishing swordfish? Electric reels and stuff like
everything.
That?
Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
yep.
Throw a 10% discount on a, on an electric reel, and then throw free Spectra on an electric. I mean, that's like.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Hundreds.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
And there's a lot of that going on right now.
I mean, this is
swordfish season.
Yeah, for sure. And what about rods?
Rods. 10% off all rods.
Everything.
We have actually a pretty good supply considering how it's been.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody has a full supply of every manufacturer, but we have 6 or 7 manufacturers. So whatever category you're looking for, we can accommodate. I think everybody knows the drill by now. You're not going to always get your first choice available, but these rods are so comparable that you're going to get something that is an A-plus rod for your situation.
Wow,
yep.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to John? John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So
hello,
I got two questions, and the first one is there a website that lets you see all the vendors that are going to be there for Tackle Day? And in the rod department, do you guys have any acid rock jigging sticks?
Okay, the first question, we do not have a listing on the website, but I'm going to read the list here on the show, and then you can go to the archives, and if you didn't catch them all, and listen back to see exactly who's going to be there. And, yes, we do definitely have jigging rods. They've been a little tougher to come by only because the manufacturers are concentrating on the, you know, top categories, which has tended to be rail rods and heavy conventional rods. But I'm going to let Rick elaborate on those because he's been crazy good about getting what we can on the acid rods and the slow pitch and all that jigging type rod.
There's been a big – that's been like one of the new up-and-coming ways that a lot of guys have been catching a lot of that bluefin is like the – you know, we use these knife jigs in a lesser traditional way. We fish them like we fish a 6X Junior yo-yo jig. Drop them down in freeze pool, hope a fish climbs on. If one doesn't climb on, put it in the gear, wind it back up on the rail. There is a big segment of guys that are starting to fish those the way that they were intended to, which is the kind of whippy but powerful, short, funky jigging rods. You know, it's like a throwback to when the original butterfly jig Shimano thing, and guys are huffing and puffing and moving the rods all around. And it's not for everybody, but that technique mastered, there are guys that are having exceptionally good fishing, you know, clearly better than. It's kind of like, you know, a Danny Wade perfect swimming surface iron made with the right cast versus a guy that just picked a whatever off the rack. Sure, both are going to get bit in the right scenario, but one clearly is a higher percentage. And those jigging rods are becoming a lot more popular. Identical to what Doug said, they're hard to get, and a lot of them have been kind of impossible to get because the manufacturers focus on building what they sell the most of most. That's kind of like the drill on guys building rods nowadays. They put a lot more effort into building 40-pound rods than they do the fringe stuff because they're just going to sell a lot more 40-pound rods, and people are beating down the rod manufacturer's door, hey, we need more 40-pound rods, a lot more than they are, we need a slow-pitch jigging rod and a PE9 rating. So what we've had to do to combat that is get the blanks from those manufacturers and then custom build them ourselves, which we've been doing all year from a variety of different Blake Seeker and United Composites and a handful of others. And we build like 50-50 traditional wrap to acid wrap. And the acid wrap is the style where the guides, you know, start in the traditional position and then kind of rotate to orient to 180 degrees off.
And what's the advantage of the acid?
So the advantage in acid wrap for jig fishing like that is if you're working your jig very fast, you know, you're lifting and dropping the tip as you're winding, the tip in the downward position tends to have your spectra not wrap around the tip nearly as often. You know, if you could imagine you're lifting the jig, your rod up, and then you're whipping it down, that throws like the little cowboy lasso loop in your line, and when the tip is pointed in the opposite direction, it's less likely to grab it and hang up on the tip section. But it's funky, and we're, you know, that's been the fun for us, too. Like, we're learning with our customers also, and so when I send six out at a time to get built, we usually do about 50-50, because it's not, it by no means needs to be that way. That's just the reason that some guys choose to do the downwrap style.
So when you're talking about jigging rods, are these applied to like those big bluefin
exactly
knife jigs?
Yep, exactly. Okay. Yeah, this would be like the rod that you would fish your 300 gram knife jig, or maybe even like your 150 to 300 gram knife jig.
So the bigger knife jigs, no, you don't want that.
You could for sure. I mean, yeah. You look at some of the highliners like the Gavins and the Brawlas and a lot of those guys. You know, when the San Diego was having those big hits in the daytime, a lot of this style of technique was what was catching those big fish.
Gotcha.
A lot of nighttime hits are schools moving real fast, boat slides over the top of them, first few jigs that blow through the school, they get bites on the sink. This is different. This is like a school that's established and sticking with you under the boat. This is like drawing a bite from one of those.
Gotcha.
So different deal, but that's the story. Appreciate the phone call, John, very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls, more catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. ProMar,
Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Talk about great gear from Shimano, and Shimano will be at Tackle Day.
Well, Shimano has been at every Tackle Day in our existence. They come down with Power Pro, they come down with Shimano, they host the casting contest, the surface iron casting contest, so you'll be able to cast a Terramar rod with the Tranx 500 reel, and that those items are the prizes for the longest cast. So the longest cast is going to get a Tranx 500, probably one of the best casting reels ever made for local yellowtail on up to larger bluefin, any kind of casting scenarios. And then you're going to win a 9-foot Terramar jig stick if for second place. And the guys will be in the parking lot answering all your questions, showing you all the latest gear. And we talked earlier about all their current snipers, both the stick baits and the jigs.
They'll have it all.
Shimano has every category covered with the highest quality, honestly, of just about every category, and everybody knows the Power Pro line too.
I mean, yeah, and the Shimano reps will be there. Matt Towner and the Grang will be there to talk about Shimano. If you have questions about Shimano, so see Shimano at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing this coming Saturday.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we will have great promotions from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200 reels. A fantastic offer on Proteus rods and SK jig. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts. Huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th. When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. And speaking of talking fishing, it's time for the Catch Report. Today, not just today's Catch Report sponsored by a bunch of great guys, including one of the killer vendors at Tackle Days, and that's Gamakatsu. It's not just about hooks that make anglers wild from Gamakatsu. They also offer the finest split rings and solid rings. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu's got you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and styles, including the HD assist hooks, which are great for your big bluefin knife jigs. You can see your local dealers or check out Gamakatsu.com.
And they'll be there. Rick and gang will be having some special deals.
The guys will
I, too,
be
get
there.
One free on Gamakatsu.
We just got a big order in. We've got their assist hooks. We've got the entire assortment of hooks, ringed, unringed,
boxes.
Light, heavy, tackle boxes, the whole thing, backpacks. I mean, everything Gamakatsu makes for saltwater fishing, you can check it out, talk to the guys in the booth. They're going to be giving away some stuff also in their booth with purchase. So if you buy some Gamakatsu stuff in the store, make sure to stop by and say hi to the guys and see what they'll
have. And then they'll have Sea Falcon, too.
And Sea Falcon will be there, yep.
If you buy any purchase, go to the booth outside, show them your receipt. You get entered into a raffle. First thing, you got, they're giving away swag. They got buffs, and they got all kinds of cool stuff. for you, but they're also giving away a big raffle full of all the Gamakatsu stuff, Hook, Sea Falcon, the whole nine, and you're going to get
G-Box 7000.
You're going to get entered into that just by making any Gamakatsu purchase at the shop, and you'll get that free raffle ticket when you go outside to see Rick and the guys in the Gamakatsu booth.
Perfect.
Yeah,
all right.
Sweet.
Let's start up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, Woolley.
What's up, guys? Good morning, man. This tackle day sounds awesome, man. It's like adult trick-or-treating.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally.
Holy cow. Good stuff, man. Well, hey, you know, we had a classic week, just kind of standard fall deal up here. You know, like the water up here is clean, and for the time of year, you know, I'd call it, it's relatively warm, you know, 68 to 69 degrees still. So with that, you know, the half-day fishing, these guys are, we're still targeting the bass, both, you know, sand bass and the calico bass, dropper loops, Carolina rigs, and, you know, some fly line stuff catching fish this week. But definitely we noticed most of the action coming off the guys fishing the sinker. That fish is, you know, we're looking at it on the machines. It's all kind of midwater right now with that water temp. But we're seeing a little bit of bonito up here as well. So some of the guys fishing the lighter line and those small jigs are having a good time with that stuff, and a few halibut as well. We're starting to see some of that as the bait kind of pushing into the shallows here as well. Three-quarter day, you know, kind of a combination of both shallow water rockfish and some of that bass fishing I was just talking about. It's kind of been a spend the morning on the anchor or drifting out in that 30 to 40 fathom zone there off Camp Pendleton. We're seeing some nice hits on the reds and the grouper a few days this week. And, of course, plenty of white fish and other mixed rockfish as well. Then midday, it's kind of been pushing into the beach. Get on the anchor there over the kelp or over some of that hard bottom for some more of that bass fishing. So, like I said, same deal as that half day with stuff on the artificials and the sinker setups. Like the Carolina rig right now, I'd say is like a perfect rig with like a 3/8 to a 1/2 ounce sinker that'll, you know, give your bait an opportunity to swim a little bit as it's kind of gradually drifting down on that water column. And then out off the beach this week, you know, the Fury, he had a couple day and a half trips. Marcus had a good mix with his approach on these half day trips. He, you know, he had bluefin on these trips, get some island time fishing yellowtail, and some time kind of in between zones. You know, we even had a stop on some open water Dorado out there off the island one day this week. He had a dozen fish out of that. So, and his water was 66 degrees out there where he's catching that Dorado. So just, you know, stuff still kind of lingering and still kind of in the zone there. He also had some shots at that good great island yellowtail, 15 to 20 pounds one day, and then just a classic island stuff with the mixed rockfish, whitefish, bonito, and bass. So, you know, in a nutshell, I just call it just classic fall fishing, both on the coast and out there at the island. So if you guys want to hop on a trip this week, you know, weather looks phenomenal, except for I say Thursday looks a little bit windy. But you need a reservation. It's not to get you on the boat, but this helps us build the trip and get the boat away from the dock. So call the landing here, 949-496-5794. Or, of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com and book online from there.
And who cares what the temperature gauge says, man? If the fish are in there and they're happy, we'll take 66-degree Dorado all day long, man. No, no worries.
Yeah,
a great
absolutely.
Report, Willie. Appreciate it, as always, man. So complete. You guys kill it up at Dana Wharf. We really appreciate you and the whole fam up there, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time, and we'll check you then. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate
Thanks.
That very much.
Hey, want to mention before we go to Gunnar Gunnarsson that our good friend Cliff Friend, Cliff from Lakewood, is very ill.
Oh,
and,
no.
Took a turn for the worst. He's at UCLA Medical Center. And actually, for blood transfusion, and suffered a heart attack, and he's not doing well. So we send our prayers and thoughts out to Cliff and his family, and we hope,
yeah, Cliff,
hope Cliff for a speedy recovery, Cliff. So please get well, Cliff. We
long, long time, great friend of the show,
oh,
and friend
gosh.
Period, and
yeah.
A great dude. Supports every event that has to do with fishing, whether it be a charitable thing going for himself, a great man, and wish you the very best, Cliff. Get better.
Absolutely, for sure.
All right, hey, let's find out what's going on in the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, gentlemen. Ah, that's too bad about Cliff. We hope he gets back to us.
He's,
yeah, he's been with us a long time, hasn't he, Pete?
Oh, boy, yeah, many, like decades.
Cliff and Lakewood.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the beginning.
I was 13 years old answering the phone for Let's Talk Hookup, writing down Cliff and Lakewood. Like, that's when you wrote the name on your 3x5 card instead of punching it in your computer, man. Yeah, get better, buddy.
That's cool stuff. All right, gents. Well, you know, the sound you heard this week was the grinding down of the summer season. You know, the anglers are kind of fading. The days are getting shorter. Water temps are cooling. Sand crabs are kind of sinking out in a lot of stretches. But despite you know, an overall slowdown. There were some excellent catches. And, you know, I've always said this, this time of year, it's not quantity, it's quality, you know. So you're fishing for a few bites, and they're going to be quality bites. And you want to think in that terms when you're baiting. When you use baits, you want to use larger size baits. You want to go with, you know, things that are going to get bit by these better quality fish. You know, you don't want to downsize at this time of year. You want to be aggressive. You know, these fish are trying to get last meals before as conditions change. So it's time for the opportunist. But Client Sinker reported quality halibut catches on those far western beaches, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. Gaviota, El Capitan, Refugio has been good for weeks there, and now they had some nice catches below Carpinteria and towards Ventura Harbor. They had two 33-inch fish checked in. They had a 32-inch fish checked in and a 31-inch fish checked in, all quality halibut, and all taken on drop-shot zoom flukes. So that's another thing. Is, you know, you kind of tone your approach down from aggressive fishing, like with hard jerk baits, to the soft jerk baits, to slower presentations, and that seems to work. That's a fall, another fall tactic, and it's signs of cooling water, changing conditions. And another indicator was a good perch bite they had up there off Halama. They were fishing grubs, gulp, you know, the normal stuff, but they had some nice fish up to 12 inches there. So that's a sign of that cooling water and that barred perch getting busy. Wiley's reported fewer anglers, but still good catches on the reef beaches. They really caught some nice calico bass there in the reef. Late season fish, not really taking swim baits, but taking cut bait, cut squid, or cut sardine has been good. Some of the fish in the 4-pound class. And then the bonus this week was a 31-inch white sea bass taking their Paradise Cove, on cut squid. Las Flores, Big Rock, Pescador, good stretches there. Just Fishing reported a fluke 4-pound class corbina, and it was the only corbina reported this week, and it took a flash minnow, if you could believe that. So that's a pretty aggressive fish. But otherwise, kind of tough corbina fishing on the South Bay beaches, changing conditions. The better bet there was improved halibut fishing. They're seeing more fish in the surf line and then scattered bonita in and around the harbor. Big Fish reported halibut catches along Shoreline Drive. The stretch is just jugged with bait and halibut to 30 inches. They've been taking jerk shad and zoom flukes. We got the soft jerk baits again. Fished on a dart head here. Catch 'em Tackle reported lots of bonita in and around the piers, a few in the harbor. They're thinning out, but still can be caught. 21, 28-gram Colt snipers have been hot there. Hogan's reported improved halibut catches with some quality calico bass taken from the beach. Casting swim baits at low tide outside the breakers has been getting bites. A few sea bass mixed in. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported, you know, a big slowdown. They've had some streaky water down there. And the bright spot would be some halibut starting to show at the lagoon mouth and inside the lagoon. So we're seeing that transition phase. And although the summer may be over, there's still some fall opportunities for sure.
Hey, man, any catch report that includes corbina on jerk baits can't be a bad one. So gonna be some good fishing still to be had, buddy. Appreciate a great report as always, man. Look forward to talking next Sunday.
Yeah, good show, guys. Thank you. Have a nice week.
Appreciate that. Hey, we want to remind you, man, just like Gundy was telling me that catch board, it's time to hit the beach. And for all your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com. Again, surffishtackle.com. Lots of great stuff coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 98
ice rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the 2 best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.